Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Stop!
Yo, real quick, guys, it's Squint615 from I Got Some Shit to Say. Just want to let you guys know, as of right now, we're a couple episodes into 2024 season. We still have one sponsorship opportunity available. So if you or anyone you know may be interested in that current position, let us know. DM me or Chad Arms directly on IG. Also, we are currently booking for both I Got Some Shit to Say podcast and Chad Arms TV interviews. Only way you can get those is if you DM me or Chad Arms directly on IG. Okay? Also, don't forget, show and prove merch available, chadarmstv.com or DM mail on IG. Real simple stuff, guys, but had to get that out there and let you guys know once this opportunity is gone, it's gone. The calendar's filling up fast. We always working. Y'all know this, but I'll leave you alone. Let's get to the show. Pow! It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Whizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me as usual, down on the end of the couch, I got that one guy.
ChadArmsTV.com.
Shooter.
Sink shooters. Ooh, double. Did you see
Shooter McGavin
shit?
From Happy Gilmore.
Shooter McGavin. Film. Absolutely. Shooter McGavin is a great character, mm-hmm. too. And also, next to me, we got the one, the only.
Pulling on your mama nipple.
Oh! Did you say pulling?
Pulling on your mama nipple.
Shit, fuck yeah.
Tugging, just,
dude, when not we, a whole lot.
Yeah, like you're much. Pulling the drapes down. Yeah. When we, drapes.
Shout out, drapes. When we talk about progression, though, when we talk about like podcast progression, we'll get to it. Hang on. Individually, and we talk about one's like progression as a podcast host.
Mm. Man, I'm getting there, man.
His fucking intros, bro, have like just out of here, brother. Oh, gone.
They're going.
Fun fact, I'm drunk.
Shout out to being drunk.
Addressing it right out the gate.
Shout out to being Hell drunk, yeah. man.
Today is February 2nd, 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're in the time warp just by a few days.
Yeah.
But fun fact. Mm-hmm. Earlier today, we shot the video for Owen E. and Chad Arms off Troy Nimmitt featuring NSG Rogue.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dope.
What's the name of that record?
Did It For Myself.
Did it for myself.
Yep.
And the fun fact of that whole scenario is that I'm drunk.
Yeah. And the video will be dropping.
Yeah, the video. The most important.
When does that video come out?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but the album's dropping February 9th.
Absolutely. 9th. And in reality, that's 7 days away.
Yeah.
When does the video drop, you think?
It'll be out by the time the album drops, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be a dope-ass video. Shout out to Lord Rogue.
For sure.
I fucking love that kid, dude. Like, when I rewind the clock and we go back, like, in reality, like, to when he was on the podcast, et cetera. Extremely talented kid. I love that record. I love the fact that y'all put him on Troy Nimmitt. And
yeah, man. I mean, shit, man. We've been having this song for a minute.
I already
almost
know.
A year and a half.
But it took Chad. Took Chad forever to write to it.
Yeah, yeah. It took both of us.
But he admitted it last episode.
Yeah, for sure. And like we sent it out to him, man. He laced that motherfucker up
quick,
and we got that bitch back, and we loved it.
It's a great record.
Yeah, it was just hard to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then we got it together, and there it is.
What's crazy is we got that record right towards the end of Joe and Jerry.
Facts.
Exactly.
That's how long we've had it. So we've had it over a year.
Mm-hmm. But the motherfuckers hitting, man.
Oh yeah, it's probably my favorite song on that. I love the whole album.
I literally said that earlier today. It's my favorite song on the album.
Yeah, it's my favorite one on the whole album, man. We got 11 tracks on there, and the pre-order link's in the chat and the description. Y'all be sure to go pre-order it. But shout out to Rogue, man. Shout out to Wee Wee. Wee Wee produced, I think, 6 of the 11 tracks on the album.
Oh, facts.
So shout out to Wee Wee.
Hey, Wee Wee is crazy with it, man.
Yeah, he produced a lot of Join Jerry as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep talking.
And going forward, though, man. I don't think.
No, for sure.
I don't think. Damn, have I done a project without Wee Wee on it?
I don't think you have. I mean, because both of our projects obviously was heavily produced by him. And then. Right. He produced Little Bitty Bitch on The Return, mm-hmm. And he produced
Did I get him on?
I'd have to look at your look at Devil's Son-in-Law. He may not have produced on there, but
probably not. It's Wee Wee, motherfucker. He's definitely on Troy and Emmett.
Absolutely, he is. He's all over that bitch. He's like heavily saturated.
Saturated.
Bro, my fucking mic, literally. I don't know if I was too aggressive prior to
Squid's been beefing with his mic. Mike been kicking his ass.
God damn, I'm all over the place. Mm-hmm. It took 4 takes, though, literally, to start this podcast. And on the second take, my mic, the way my boom mic is like attached to this table, it literally broke, and now it's just all over the place. I'm sorry. I'm struggling. But I'm drunk. Shout out Lord Rogue, man. We got drunk together today.
It's all good, man. It's all good, man.
It's been a fun day. I needed the release, guys.
Rogue. I mean, well, shout out to Rogue, but Wee-Wee didn't produce anything on Devil's Son-in-Law.
My bad, Wee-Wee.
But he's...
He should
have. It's crazy. I was telling him when we had him on here, I think the first track I got from Wee-Wee was 2010.
Jesus.
I think he was maybe 17, 18 years old.
Shout out Wee-Wee.
And he had been making tracks for like Bezel Gang and Lito and him. That's how I even knew who he was.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers got to give Wee-Wee his respect, though.
Dude. No, for sure.
You have to.
Yeah, man. Sure. Like he's been one of them that's been in the city for a long time and been, you know what I mean?
But he's been hungry the whole time. Yeah. That's what I love about him. Like,
the whole time. Dude. Like, these beats is dope as hell.
There's three or four of them out there, and I'm not going to name any names so I don't piss anybody off. But I can tell y'all this. Wee Wee is one of those three or four names that without them, I don't know where I would be on a like inspired level as far as music goes. Like Wee Wee literally makes sounds that I like.
I mean, you can bounce too. You can vibe too.
But as an artist,
he's not stuck in the corner. Like,
he
can do this shit that you like this, I guess, and this shit that's trap. Whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever flavor you want, man.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, like, as I've always been, like, a struggling artist from a creativity spot, I think Wee Wee, like, inspires me to, like, really knock shit out. You know what I mean? Like, I can get a hold of a Wee Wee beat and really just say, Chad,
facts.
I need to get on this record.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know what I mean? I think that's what I'm trying to say.
I got two of them like that. Like, Wee Wee is one of them and Vinny is the other one.
I get on a Vinny.
And what I like about the Vinny's, man, is they be different.
Shout out Vinny V.
You know what I mean? And them motherfuckers be bouncing. I link up with Vinny. I can tell Vinny, bro, this is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He come back with some shit. It
takes a certain type of producer to be able to do that shit, too. Like, shout out Dub 3030. But the producer also has to know how to, like, move. Does that make sense? Like, as far as, like, you know, like, shit don't happen overnight. Like, there's, like, a level of, like, creativity that comes together at some point.
Facts. Real shit with Vinny, man. Like, if I got a writer's block or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I got, you know what I mean, I'm in a I've been on the same type of timing for a minute, and I want to try to get up out of that, man. Vinny is the one producer that's always been able to get me up out of that motherfucker with his beats, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the O&E motherfucker.
Yep.
Like, right before O&E, motherfucker, I was like, damn, I done wrote some of the shit I'm having to block.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went off into a package that he sent me, man. It's like, oh, okay, cool.
That's how it is with, like, with me, like, with Wee Wee and with Dub. Mm-hmm. It's always been like that because I've been working with Wee Wee. I have purchased more tracks from Wee Wee. He's done more production for me than any other producer has. But Dub is, I've only known Dub since 2021. Dub. You know, it's less than 3 years.
Shout out to Dub.
I've known Dub.
Dub is a motherfucking monster, man.
And it, but that's the same way I am with those guys, man. Mm-hmm. And and not only, you know, Dub from not only a production standpoint, but from an engineer standpoint.
Oh, man.
Being able to, I mean, that's who does all the mixing and mastering for me and you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And unless we work with Stoner, obviously. Rawlstein.
Yeah. Raw, Stoner, and Dub, man, are basically my go-tos at this moment. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But Dub, speaking of Dub specifically, man,
mm-hmm.
like, dude is crazy with this shit.
Yeah,
he's crazy with this shit, man, and he's fast.
He's so fast, yeah. bro. And it's like, what's cool about him is like when you're in the studio, from an engineer standpoint, if you're recording something, you're getting ready to tell him what you want, and he already knows what you're about to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's dialed in. Like, he already knows. Oh, I know. Yeah, I already know what you're talking about. I'll get that fixed. And it's a lot of times it's already fixed by the time you tell him.
I believe that, you know? Because I don't know all the terminology to some of the shit that I be, like, the technical shit that I be trying to explain in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't, when it comes to producing shit, what I want him to do, like, I don't know some of the exact terminology. So I hit him with a sound, or I hit him with a pattern, or I hit him with something like that right there, and he knows exactly what it is I'm talking about. So that shit goes a long way.
Yeah, man, it definitely does, especially when you're guys like us that have been doing this for a minute, mm-hmm. you know. So we're experienced enough mm-hmm. Musically to where we know what we need and what we want
You know something? I'm gonna share something with you.
Go ahead.
Just to keep it real.
Yep.
Even though, like, I've done music for a long time.
Okay.
I feel like, man, like, when I came back, I had to learn, for one, I had to learn some shit.
For sure.
Because, for one, everything was totally different.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, I feel like I'm a new fucking artist, man. It's really trying to learn, to figure out this new way of doing things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even when it comes to some of the programs that motherfuckers is using, or mm-hmm. what I want some to do.
Yep.
It's common to anybody, like take yourself for instance, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Even throughout this time, you know what I mean? You still been putting music together, being in the studio, things right. like that right there.
Right.
I mean, coming back from this shit and without doing anything for years, mm-hmm. I feel like a goddamn newborn baby.
Oh, yeah. Dude, because it's changing so much, bro. Man.
So, in real time, with it being February 2nd, this is the last episode we do before Troy and Emmett.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
By golly. Yeah, the name of the episode.
Yeah, man.
It's Troy and Emmett.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, man.
We can. God, man.
I'm so excited about it, dude.
The music on there is crazy, man.
And can we go through the track list?
Yeah, we can.
It's only 11 songs. Let's just run through the track list real quick, Chatty.
Yeah,
my mic just had a complete disaster, so shout out to you guys for holding this boat above water. We would have sunk.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
But y'all did it. The whole time that the camera was on Chad and one just now is because I was over here fucking drowning. Yeah. And I don't even know how this is working right now. It may fall in my lap at any moment, but it's working. So let's go. Chaddy, where are we starting at?
So
Troy and Emmett.
Troy and Emmett. Yeah, we got obviously the intro track. It's called Troy and Emmett. That one's produced by Wee Wee.
Yes, shout out to that guy. We just mentioned him.
Yeah, and we, of course, that one's already out.
Wee Wee, motherfucker.
That one, I fucking love that record, bro.
The intro?
Yeah.
The first time I heard that record, fun fact, I literally
41 flavors.
God damn it, Twack. I said, that's a motherfucking intro, boys.
Yeah man.
Because it is. Like, that intro hits so different, dude.
Yeah, and I had that. God, I recorded that verse for that intro. It feels like right after Joe and Jerry.
I think it felt like.
It was around the time that we started recording the other stuff with Church.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Church.
Yeah, shout out Church. But the Troy and Emmett intro, bro, I think's the best way to start off the album, because I love the Joe and Jerry intro, shout out Killa, but this intro, bro, I think
it's nothing like it, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling y'all, like, out of the 20 years we've been doing this, like, collectively and like all of the projects, that's the first time I've heard an intro for a project under Show and Prove Entertainment where I was like, yes, that's how it starts. Shout out to Wee Wee for that beat, but like, bro, the way that shit comes in and us being able to shoot the visual for the intro. Like, I love that shit. Like, mm-hmm. it just came together perfectly for the intro for Troy and Emmett.
And then it leave out of that and go straight into Focus.
Focus. You know, I was waiting on y'all to go to the next record. I didn't want to get away from it, but
straight up, like,
same shit, bro.
Yeah, Focus is a feel-good joint, though, man.
Show and life be life.
Dub 3030 be producing.
Yeah, Dub is a monster.
Dub 3030 do be producing, but he produced this track, so shout out to Dub.
Yeah, man, facts, man. That's one of my favorites on that thing.
And I love that vibe of that record because that's a real record, but it's a real record with like a bop to it. Yeah, where it's not, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. And then, yeah, shout out Dove for that. And then track three is the one that we just shot the video for today. Did it for myself.
Yeah.
Featuring NSG Rogue.
Fire.
Produced by Wee Wee. Yeah,
probably my favorite record on the album.
For sure. If it's not available right now, it'll be available before the 9th.
Yeah, for sure. Before the album drops on the 9th, the video with Rogue will be out, available everywhere.
Love it.
That's one, like we said, man, we got that track early from Rogue. I sent Rogue something because one was like, man, I want to work with him. And me and him have already talked about working. We just haven't really worked on anything. Mm-hmm. And when I sent him that track, and it wasn't long at all. And he sent that hook and verse back quick.
Yeah, and like I said, that was one that Chad had an issue with as far as the creative process, right?
Yeah, for sure.
To where he literally said he was kind of like stagnant on writing that particular verse, and then all of a sudden, in one session, boom, finished.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite verses literally from you, Chad, on that album because of the like tone. What was it? Twack mentioned it last episode, mm-hmm. where he specifically was talking about your verse on that fucking record because
he went crazy.
Man, Chad's so fucking aggressive on that verse, but as he should be because, I can't wait for y'all to hear it.
Well, I love the way that it came about because I literally sat for over a year on that track and I tried writing to it multiple times and couldn't get the first line. But when we went to Dubs and one was recording his verse to the song.
Okay.
It's like I started trying to write it, and I wrote it with no problems whatsoever. Man. It's that it's that energy, like in the moment at the studio, bro. That
studio energy, man, it's crazy, man.
Yeah,
it's crazy as hell.
And we're back again for the 8th time.
So yeah, the one with Rogue, man, is fire. It's definitely. I'm excited for everybody to hear that one. I mean, the whole album for sure, but that's the next single, and I'm glad people are going to be getting that one next.
Had fun shooting the video today. That's why I'm drunk.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Mark Gray.
It's definitely a vibe, man. Y'all going to love that motherfucker.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Shout
Hold on. Real quick before y'all keep going. Legal Trapping. Shout out.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Jose.
Hot boy,
man.
Jose.
Yeah, man.
Shout out Jose the Great.
That's another reason why I'm drunk.
Jose the Great, man.
Hell keep going.
Shout out to Jose. Yeah.
Number four. Where are we at?
So number four is a we go from that vibe of the one with Rogue to somebody getting probably punched in their face. We ain't playing featuring Lil White.
Shout out White.
Pushed off a stage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
So if you are looking for, sorry to interrupt you, Chad.
Go ahead.
If you're looking for a nostalgic 3-6 Mafia, tear the club up sound, you got it on We Ain't Playing.
Yeah.
Well, Troy and Emmett featuring Lil White.
Man, bro said he wanted some, you know what I mean? Like he wanted to take it though. So
yeah.
Lil White said that to y'all.
Last when he was on the podcast last time.
So I thought that was
facts.
Off camera,
Yeah, man. We thought that was the best way to take it though.
When we did that episode with White, that was right around the time we picked back up with Troy and Emmett because it was right after Live Forever came out.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you had Devil Son-in-Law out. Mm-hmm. So it was around that time and White said that he wanted some stuff like that, which me and one really don't do that style.
Facts.
But we knew we had some beats from Wee Wee in the folder that
again,
we knew would work.
Shout out Wee Wee.
Yeah, and we was at Dubs one day, bro, and one was like, man, put that on. And the way I did the Project Pat song I wanted to pay homage to him while making it my own thing. That's why I said, you know what I mean, if you're in it, represent it, because that was a Pat song.
Perfect.
Same with Lil White. We ain't playing Hell No. The song that was on his first album.
Yeah, yeah.
We threw that in there, but then we put our own spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we sent the little clip to White, and he was like, yep, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? And then he knocked the verse out. And,
man,
salute to White, because in the midst of all that, he knocked that verse out. His mom had just passed away, RIP to his mom's, man. And through all that, man, White's just, he's the fucking man.
Man, you said it.
He's the man, dog.
But nothing, literally, like Chad had told me early on in the Troy and Emmett discussions about White, like he said, it was on the pod. You know what I mean?
Right.
But shout out Wee Wee, because I'm telling y'all, when y'all hear number four on Troy and Emmett, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. As soon as the beat starts and it runs into the chorus, you'll know exactly what the fuck. Like,
oh man, that's one of the songs I'm looking forward to performing.
Yeah, but I can't speak for Lil White. But with that being said, as far as like what he requested, as far as like the vibe he's looking for with a collaboration from you guys,
I mean,
bullseye.
Yeah, for sure. And he came
fucking
he came
bullseye.
And he snapped.
Show the fuck did, dude. He shout out White. I love that guy, dude.
Well, we hit him with out of that.
So after that, after you get punched in the mouth and you go home, put some ice on it and shit, we hit you with something that's going to make you get up, and it's going to be a feel-good track. It's called Out of Here.
Yeah,
Out of Here.
It's produced by DJ Chill and Nokio. Shout out to them.
Man, yeah. shout out DJ Chill.
Shout out to that production camp, man.
Yeah, man. Out of Here is a bounce, man.
Out of here. I'm in the zone. Out of Here
is a bounce, man. Like you can work out the Out of Here. You know what I mean? You can get up to work.
I'm going to tell y'all, since I got y'all both on the couch, and this is Troy and Emmett, and we're talking about that particularly on this episode. Out of Here is, and I'm talking to the consumers too. We're on number what? Five?
Five.
So number five, you guys will hear on Troy and Emmett, the collaborative effort reach its peak when Troy and Emmett are going back and forth on that chorus.
Man.
Shout out to Dub for the mix and how he put that together. Yeah. But when you get that from Chatty, when he comes, I've been that dude that did it, bro.
Yeah.
That shit hit me. I've known you guys a lot of years, you know what I mean? So I'm speaking from a completely different stance from a consumer standpoint. But I'm telling y'all, I get these records obviously way earlier than y'all.
And that was a collaborative moment, you know what I'm saying?
But Mark Gray mentions this all the time about how you guys have literally became a duo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not just like you guys have always been able to interact and collaborative effort together, make dope ass records.
Oh, yeah.
But now you guys have literally developed into a duo. It shows particularly on that record.
I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Please do, because that shit's hard to achieve, man, especially with somebody you've been making music with for so long. When you just up and decide,
it's easy with him though, man. Like, real shit, like bruh's gonna snap. Like, you know he gonna go crazy on that motherfucker. The production is always gonna be there.
Top tier.
Only thing a motherfucker gotta do is your part.
Show up and rap.
You know what I mean? And exactly. And so when you got a motherfucker that you trust, and you trust the they gonna do their part on that motherfucker, man. It makes it easy.
Yeah,
you just gotta be you.
I think all y'all that may for the weirdos that may have missed the Joe and Jerry project, and you're just now tapping into O&E and Chad Arms as a collective, you know, as Troy and Emmett. Number five, Out of Here is a perfect example. Is what has happened since the first project. If that makes any sense, you know what I mean?
No, it makes a lot of sense, man. Like, it's definitely one of those ones, man. It's like, all right, they're synced.
I've been the dude that did it.
So yeah, that's another fun one right there. I love that one.
Man, I love it. Keep going.
And so the number six is a track that we actually wrote and recorded a version of it at an Airbnb when we was out of town. It's called Superstitious, featuring Leroy Biggs and Twack.
Shout out to Brunham.
Absolutely.
It's produced by Wee Wee. Fun fact about that one, that actually was Leroy and Twack song that they were going to use for some kind of project.
We didn't know.
And we kind of, we wanted them on the album, so we was like, man, can we take it?
Shanked it.
So shout out to Leroy and Twack. But I love that record.
And too. Again, just to hit pause on the Troy and Emmett story for a moment, that was the first time as co-CEO of Show and Prove Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time that Squints got a dose of Twack and Leroy on a collaborative effort. And as we guys have hit you with Joe and Jerry, and they've hit you now with Troy and Emmett, I'm going to tell y'all right now, Twack and Leroy are a thing.
When that
comes around, that's a whole, it's like an alter ego of fucking Troy and Emmett. You got Leroy Biggs and Twack, dude, but it's like the Jekyll and Hyde type shit, bro.
Yeah, man, but it's like the,
I love this.
It's like your bad cousin.
Bruh, it's literally the good side, bad side. I swear to God, it is, dude.
He's like, you love him to death, man, and you better not fuck with him.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But they're going to be the ones that pop.
Yes. When y'all make it to number six.
When
y'all make it to Superstitions, and it's Leroy Biggs, Twack, One, and Chad. Think of that. Think of like a fucking Troy and Emmett over here, and then a fucking a different entity over here, because that's how I consume that record, because I've been warned about it for so long, and I know Twack and Leroy are working on things.
Oh yeah.
But to hear all four of you on a record and it hit me like that, I still get that Troy and Emmett element, but I'm getting my first dose of this Twack and Leroy thing. And that's just inside baseball.
No, I think that's the way it was supposed to it's supposed to be though. Like, even when we envisioned I put motherfuckers on the song.
Yeah.
It couldn't have worked out better that that song was created, because that's the perfect one to do it.
Fun fact, though. This is a very important element for myself. So, fun fact. The last record I heard completed for Troy Nemeth was Superstitions. I had heard everything else.
Yeah.
But, well, in reality, I got the White feature and Superstitions in the same email. But I was so anxious for that fucking record, because I knew what was I knew what was a part of it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
that's another one.
Man. This is literally to warn you guys that with the success of Troy and Emmett, just know there's another fucking duo entity brewing on the sidelines that's coming, that consists of Leroy Biggs and Twack Dude, and I'm so fucking excited about it. That's all I'm trying to say without saying too much. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. AME and Leroy are dropping Bad Habits 2 this
Facts.
Year.
Facts.
Hey, and
they already got a hit record single in the tank.
Since we're dropping gems, man.
Me and one are dropping a project.
Since we're dropping gems, me and Leroy are dropping one too.
Hell yeah, dude. Love it. Let's fucking go.
Absolutely.
Let's go, dude.
We working, man. And the big S&P joints, man, is on it.
Yeah, we get that tape together, like ASAP.
Yeah, them side collab projects, in the midst of us doing solo stuff, it's just so fire, bro.
You're talking about back to back pressure.
Yeah, just lots of pressure. Yeah. Number seven, where we at?
So number seven is another heavy hitter. This is the one we got with Upchurch.
Ah, shout out Church.
Yeah, called On a Whim. It's produced by Wee Wee. Fun fact. Wee produced all three of the records that I have with Upchurch. Me and him have two with Upchurch, and then I have Live Forever with Upchurch.
Enough said, dude.
All three Wee produced. And this is one of those ones, too, man. It was like, it was a real one, and it was another one that it was kind of the opposite. Of, it was like the way I was with Do It For Myself. Do It For Myself. That's how one was with this record.
Facts. He was a little stagnant on the writing process.
I was having it hard, like, I was having a hard time getting off of the vibe. You know what I mean?
I think it's really dope when you two, sorry to cut you off, but I think it's really dope when you two as artists, like, talk about these moments. I really think that's dope. Like, I can just to cut you off for a moment.
Literally the opposite of what, the opposite way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, once we got in there, and bro, you know what I'm saying, bro was doing, his thing, I was like, all right, cool, putting some shit together.
Yeah.
And it came together. I think, I want to say, that might have been, that wasn't the last one recorded, was it?
No, it was close, though.
It was close. It was one of the last ones recorded, but I like the way it turned out.
Oh, man. Love it.
It's great record.
And even with, just before we move on or talk any more about it, like, while you guys just heard from one and Chad how that was, like, the opposite, you know, where one was a little bit more hesitant on putting specific things together for that record.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite verses from you on that record.
Man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's so fire.
Had a bomb plan and it blew up. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Who did the mix dub on that?
Oh, yeah, he mixed
it. Of course, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, just it's a shout, Church, again. It's a great record, but it's one that came. It was basically, this is inside baseball. I don't know if I should say this, but I'm going to. As Troy and Emmett were finishing, On a Whim was already a thing.
Yeah.
Right? That's public, because Church was at the studio with us in three songs.
Right, and I'm pretty confident we've mentioned this in the past, but
we've had On a Whim for since I mean, the first album.
Yeah, but shout out to Church for, giving an opportunity for another collaborative effort for Troy and Emmett. Also, shout out to you guys for not rushing the record in it.
Yeah.
You know, fun fact. Here's perfect fun fact. It was originally slated for the first single. But then, like, as Troy and Emmett started developing and all that stuff, like, the intro had to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then
definitely.
When this drops, it's February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck, dude. Today, the visualizer for
We Ain't Playing
drops.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
That's where the fun fact comes in. We haven't mentioned that till now, but surprise, the We Ain't Playing record featuring Lil White will be available at noon today.
Yeah.
Via visualizer on ChadArmsTV.com.
Hey, and listen, man, do not listen to this song if you're on any Crown Royal.
Don't, not at work.
No,
not at work.
Crown Royal while you listen to this song for the first time. The second time, cool, you hit that shit.
If I can give you guys a perfect scenario, I'd advise your vehicle with the loudest that you prefer, and then no traffic.
Yeah.
Make sure you got room to hit the gas. On the interstate. Make sure you got room to, like,
happy, though.
Bruh, it's a record. Noon today, the new single from the upcoming album, Troy and Emmett, mm-hmm. available February 9th. Mm-hmm. We ain't playing featuring Lil White. Shout out to the GOAT, Lil White. But back to what I was saying, that release, February 2nd, that visualizer early on was going to be on a whim.
Yeah.
And literally, mm-hmm. just with the, it's like a, no specific reasoning. It was literally just like there was so much going, and with work. Like, work was the first single from Joe and Jerry.
Mm.
So why, that's kind of an excuse to kind of like switch it up.
Work wasn't the first. Wasn't
Was it not?
Back jumping.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
It's all good.
But you guys know what I'm saying. Yeah. I think it was just with that record, with On a Whim being such a like, early record into this whole process, once it's, you know, fast forward a year, I think it's dope how so much has happened since then where we're able to take such a powerful record and kind of be like, oh, hey, don't forget, we still got this.
Oh, we wanted to save it for the album.
That's my point.
To make them wait for the album.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And so that's what I'm saying.
If there's any doubt, like, we stay with shit in the vault.
Girl, y'all don't even fucking know.
There is always shit ready to, okay, if a motherfucker need to channel in on it, All right, cool.
Bruh. Yeah, it's crazy
always,
to me.
It's always shit in the vault.
Fun fact, before we move on, on your note, what you're speaking on right now, mm-hmm. like, in reality, it's February 2nd. You guys have just got the second single from Troy and Emmett. We're mm-hmm. talking about Troy and Emmett dropping February 9th. Yeah. Major pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've already started getting singles mm-hmm. from both Chad's next solo project mm-hmm. and next solo project.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How much more could you guys fucking want? Especially with, we just released Twack, I swear, new visualizer dropped last week.
Mm-hmm.
Leroy dropped two new visualizers last month, mm-hmm. Two new videos last month.
Just dropped a freestyle on his
Just dropped too. A freestyle a to a Rick Ross beat.
Crazy.
Takeoff, available now from ONE, just dropped fucking 3 or 4 days ago when this drops.
No, thanks.
Throwback.
Bruh, throwback on that motherfucker. Had to give him some old super shit.
Man, just before we continue, like, there is so much pressure, and that's just the local amenities as part of S&P.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we're not even mentioning what Chucky's got going. We ain't mm-hmm. mentioning what Tin Man's got brewing. Mm-hmm. We ain't mentioning that Legacy just dropped Voice of Slums. Mm-hmm. We ain't mentioning, mm-hmm. like, come the fuck on, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
Sorry, I'm hyped. I've been drinking.
He feeling good.
I've been drinking.
Yeah,
and we're talking about we ain't playing. Like, come on.
What's up next on
them? Yeah, off. After
shout,
on a whim.
Yeah, shout out to Church and shout out to
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Pull up, Church.
For being so dope and getting everything taken care of for us. Man. Shout out to both them guys.
Facts.
Track number 8 is Blood in the Water featuring Chucky V.
Oh, man.
And honestly, this is not featuring Chucky V. This is salute
Chucky.
To Chucky V and salute mm-hmm. to Stoner, because this is a song that Chucky got me in one on.
Yeah.
Back when we recorded All Right.
Facts.
For Troy, Joe and Jerry.
Yes.
And then we had already had.
And Tell Me.
Yeah, and Tell Me. Mm-hmm. And we had that song that we were going to be featured on for Chucky, because Chucky's pushing it as a single.
All facts. We mentioned this last week on Deuce and McSprucey. How literally
the song is so damn good,
bruh. And what's so sad?
We had to, man. I know we got on his nerves, probably,
bruh.
Salute to Chucky.
I'm mad at
Chucky.
Myself, literally, because as we started this episode, episode 241, Jesus, of I Got Some Shit to Say. I've literally already, since we've been discussing Troy and Emmett, we're at track 8 right now, and I've already threw out my favorite record token. I threw it out on the number 3, but in reality, in my defense,
you did.
I threw it out because we just shot the visual an hour or two ago, and I got lit. And
still,
it's a great record
on the high right now.
But if you guys rewind a week, I literally told you guys that Blood in the Water featuring Chucky Velvet is my favorite record. And now that we are at number 8, I am going to retract my statement for number 3 being my favorite. It is definitely a top 3. Blood in the Water is my number 1. Man, I'm sorry.
Let's see. That's a good problem to have. Blood in the Water, though, man, is a crazy-ass track.
Man, yeah. Shout out Chucky Velvet, man. Dude.
I love it.
Bruh, let me just say.
And that shows from how hard we fought for it.
Let me just say, dude, that Chucky Velvet, shout out Chucky Velvet. I love that dude, man. And the fact that we've been able
to. Don't get sentimental on us.
No. I'm just saying the fact that we've been able as S&P to acquire such a talent as Chucky V.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then, like, I know, you know, since Joe and Jerry. What was the record with Chucky on Joe and Jerry?
All Right.
All Right. And I've known since then and been well aware of the type talent the S&P holds as a whole. But when you fast forward to where we just finished, you know, Twack's first visual, and Leroy just dropped his freestyle, and you dropped a freestyle, and then Troy and Emmett's dropping, and then I get hit with Blood in the Water. Mm-hmm. Dude, Chucky V is a motherfucking problem.
I'm not a face.
When it comes facts. To when it comes to every other element. You know what I mean? When you sprinkle in that Chucky V.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's putting some extra on it.
Man, extra like, my ass. It's like fucking... It's all the sauce plus some, dude. And All Right is a perfect example of that. But if you guys are a fan, and there is plenty of people that say All Right is their number one record off Joe and Jerry. Facts?
I'm sure.
Wait till y'all hear Blood in the Water, dude.
Even more people. Like, I think it's a good problem to have. I mean, if can't nobody think about
what I'm mad about it.
Is, man, like, I'm good with that. Just give me a top three, hey, I'm good.
And then on the timeline, I'll mention this, on the timeline of Joe and Troy and Emmett being finalized, Blood in the Water, I got early, right? I probably got a while back.
Uh-huh.
But shout out to Dub 3030 because the final mix of Blood in the Water.
Oh, that wasn't Dub, though.
Who did that?
That's Stoner's got Moses.
Stone, yeah. All right, shout out Moses, shout out Stoner. Whoever had contribution in that final mix, I'm letting you guys know, like from the mixes, like from the like the emails I had of that record in entirety, it's not final mix. It's not final mix. It's not final mix. When we got to that final mix, my fucking love for that record went even further than I even thought was possible.
Oh, yeah.
It's because it was already my favorite record. But then when I hit Chad up and I said, bro, the way that that fucking record drops going into your verse and I think Chucky's or like Chucky's hooks and shit, like after the first verse, period. Ugh.
Yeah.
Y'all know what I'm talking about, too.
Oh, of course, man. He kills it on that motherfucker.
Y'all got me mad.
Snabbage all over that motherfucker, so.
Yeah, shout out to Chucky. Bro,
get off Blood in the Water, dude. I'm getting angry.
Chucky's still going to put that out as a single. We're shooting a visual for that with him.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon, but salute to him for
one. Can we say who's shooting the video?
Because we want to get a great
one.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
So we, but shout out to Chucky for letting us use
shout out Stoner
for the album. Shout out Stoner.
And Moses for the mix.
For sure. Yeah. All the stuff that Stoner does, we go through his guy for mix and mastering, but Dub mixed and mastered the other 10 records. Yeah. On the album.
Fun fact.
And number 9 is a track called Cards that I really think is dope. Oh,
yeah, it is
Cards.
A dope record.
Yeah, and it's produced by DJ Chill and Nokio again. Shout out to them guys.
Okay. I didn't know they produced that record. I did like the graphics and shit, but I didn't know particularly. Keep going.
Go ahead, Bubba.
No, I'm just saying, man, Cards is another one of those ones, man. Wasn't we in the studio when
we were in the truck on the way to
I knew that one was like a cook up. I knew y'all cooked that like on fast
the
way too.
To the studio. Yeah, show the fuck did, man.
I guess okay, my inside baseball like personal consumption of that record is that I didn't really care for it initially.
Mm-hmm.
I love y'all's verses. I've said that to Chad particularly. Mm-hmm. But the hook, I really wasn't vibing with it initially.
Mm-hmm.
But now it doesn't miss. It doesn't miss with me now. Yeah. It had to grow on me a little bit.
Yeah, man. Another thing is like you get it the very early stages.
Facts. I do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So by the time things are ended, I mean, by the time
it's at this it could be like, a to what totally one good. Saying, dude, some of the earlier like cuts and like versions of these records are so pre
light mixes
on compared to the final product. Like I just mentioned it with Blood and Water. Mm-hmm. Night and day. And maybe like the average consumer wouldn't particularly pick up on some of the things like I do. Like I'd like to consider myself with a trained ear. Like there's things that like I love to like I know you guys have seen it in the past where I'll zone out and push these headphones against my ears to hear things that like a normal consumer wouldn't like listen for. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But to your point, Cards though is a perfect example of how that record kind of developed to my liking, I guess.
Man, definitely. That's another one of those ones though, man, that's gonna make you bop. You're in the car riding and shit. Like you gonna understand it. You gonna feel it, but it's gonna make you bounce.
Facts.
Yeah, no, for sure. In that.
Mm-hmm. Where are we at?
So track 10, we're at a song called "See Me Shine."
Ah,
yeah. So "See Me Shine" is produced by Dub 3030. It's featuring Kansas Rebel Man.
Oh, whoa,
Jordan Webb.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah,
So when we got the record, when I got the song from Dub, I wrote the hook, and I was going to sing the hook. And it was a time when
Barstool
was
Chatty.
Town, mm-hmm. And I was like, bro, you want to sing this? Mm-hmm. And so he came to the studio and sang, and it turned – it was the exact vibe that we wanted for the record.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Shout out to him for delivering that motherfucker, man.
Yeah, like, because we wanted it to sound like the little Duval type vibe.
Yeah, like, man, it's a happy,
you know what I'm saying? It's a happy
I remember y'all telling me that exactly.
That's the vibe we wanted. Yeah. And that's exactly the vibe that I felt we got.
Yeah. In real time, I remember the night you guys were in the studio with Kansas and y'all texted me saying we're on some Duval type shit.
No, for sure, dude. That's exactly what we're on, man.
So,
it's one of those, man, like you can listen to it at the barbecue.
For sure.
You can listen to it at the bar mitzvah.
So the featuring.
You can listen to it at the birthday parties. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those. It's
featuring, cool, though, Chad, on the track list, was it listed as Jordan?
Jordan Webb. So, yeah, because when we did that song, me and him talked about, instead of it being like your YouTube name, do you want it to just be your name? He's like, yeah, that's cool. So, and I was like, well, dope, so we'll just do it that way. But that song is one that we've had we had that song for over a year.
Yeah.
It was done right around the end of mm-hmm. Troy and Emmett.
Yeah. Facts. That's all facts. Joe and Jerry. Yeah. It's so easy to do, bro. I'm the worst at it, though. Yeah. Like, I call Troy and Emmett Joe and Jerry all the time.
But it's honestly, I think it's my favorite verse one has on the entire album.
I got to go back and listen to it. Yeah. I got to go back to that one.
Bro, the way that. Yes,
because they don't want to see it shine. We gonna make it dope,
bro.
I gotta go back to that one. Because honestly, I've told the guys this off camera, so it's not like a surprise to them. But that's probably like one of my probably lower down on the track list for me that I'm a fan of.
You gotta listen to the motherfucker, man.
But again, the Jordan
Jordan Webb.
Jordan Webb. Yeah. Just so all of you know. Mm-hmm. Is an alias for Kansas Rebel Man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure, I think that's important to mention because a lot of you guys may not know Kansas is that particular name and vice versa. But, you know, I mean, shout out Kansas, man. We've known that guy for a long time. And I think these were in the early stages of Kansas kind of exposing that he had aspirations to be an artist.
No,
you know what I'm saying? I think that's an important piece of this because fast forward to where Kansas is now in his career, I think, you know, now he has kind of been clear about wanting to, you know, pursue an artist type move. And in reality, guys, I think this may be the general public's kind of first collaborative effort from Kansas Rebel Man.
Other than what he do with Fathead.
There you go.
It'll be dope, man. Like I like the song, man. I think, like I said, it got some bop, man. Like, I listen to it when I'm cleaning up and listen to it when I'm trying to wake up. Yeah, it's one of them, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely one of those good vibes.
Yeah.
For sure. And shout out to Dub. Dub produced two tracks on the album.
Shout out Dub, man.
There's that one and
my best friend that I've never met.
Hell yeah, shout out to Dub. And we end the record off. Now, before we get to the last song, we were supposed to have a track on the album with Legacy and Tin Man, but it was a timing issue.
Very important.
Legacy's PC crashed. It was a whole ordeal. Yeah. Salute to Legacy and Tin Man. They were supposed to be on the album.
Facts.
That's the only reason.
Facts.
The same song together. That will come out on a future project.
Facts. I think it's so important that we mention that because you guys may flip over the back of Troy and Emmett, may not see two of our most talented people part of S&P.
Yeah.
It's just because of the timing. It's just because of how fast and the way we're juggling and we're, you know, those are our artists that are unfortunately out of the state. Yeah. So they get it. We get it. Just stay the fuck tuned. There's more fuck coming. There's plenty of shit coming. Believe we're so excited. We love those guys. So just, forget all that other shit.
Yeah, believe it.
Yeah, and we end the album off with a song called Conversations featuring Squints.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Vinny V.
Produced by Vinny V.
Shout out Vinny, man.
And I think there was a co-producer, like Ollie O or something. Like, if I said that wrong, Vinny, I'm sorry. But shout out to Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
That's one we were sitting on forever.
Hey, that's actually one of my favorite. Now, like I said, we got some producers on this motherfucker, but that beat right there is probably one of my favorite beats on
that.
It's got that Rod Wave vibe.
Bro, I'm telling y'all.
Vibe. And the song itself is a deep one. You know what I mean? It's a perfect way to end the project off with. Squint snapped on that motherfucker.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, you guys know I say it on the pod all the fucking time. I ain't trying to be no rapper no more. If the guys ask me to jump on something or, like, for these things that we've been doing.
You can't listen. If motherfuckers listen to this right here and listen to you say that right there, they ain't trying to hear that shit.
I understand that one, but it's still my place to say what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? But that, and this is just kudos to you guys and kudos to Vinny. Mm-hmm. Because where I'm at in my career as an artist, it's almost non-existence on a personal level to me. Like, personally, I do not think about that shit. I do not think about the next record I'm going to be a part of or any of that.
Yeah.
Only reason it happens is because I hang around fucking dope-ass artists that still fucking want me to be a part of some of the shit they do. I love them for that. But that particular record to me, Chad had sent me a beat pack, or one had sent me a beat pack from Vinny V. Mm-hmm. And it was literally during the choosing stages of what beats we should pursue in the effort of, to put together Troy and Emmett. Mm-hmm. Conversations instrumental literally stuck out to me enough to where I wrote a verse to that without anything going. Like, we didn't talk about doing that record. We didn't do anything. I literally heard that beat. I wrote a verse for it and then asked Troy and Emmett if they would be open to hearing something that I had came up with for that fucking beat. Mm-hmm. That's how it happened. That doesn't happen with me at all anymore.
Definitely. He got bit by the bug.
I did. And shout out to Vinny V for providing that fucking poison, because it got me, Bubba. That beat is different, man.
It is, man. And like I say, man, it's one of the perfect ways to end the project off. Because
I totally agree there.
It's a deep song. You know what I'm saying? It's called Conversations for a Reason. Y'all gonna understand why.
And thank y'all for letting me get that off.
But
I love that record, man. That was probably the last track that that was the last track for the album.
That was the last track
That we finished. It's the last track on the album, but it's also the last track that was finished for the album.
Facts.
And I love the way that it turned out, and I think it's a perfect way to end the album off.
Agreed. Based off like the whole
started out.
Yeah, the way the momentum level that the album present, you know what I mean, from like start to finish. Conversations definitely is a different type vibe, but like Chad says, like that Rod Wave vibe. It's like a positive, depressed song, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a deep song. Like, you can't be on there not talking about anything. Like, you got to be saying something.
Good way to end Troy and Emmett, for sure. Like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Similar to the way we did with Joe and Jerry with Secrets.
Ah, same perfect. Way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Same vibe. Like, Secrets was the ending of Joe and Jerry, which was a same type of vibe record.
Yeah.
Real track, but also like had like a positive vibe to it, but it was real. You know what I mean?
Real life.
Because it was dealing with insecurities. That's what we do on conversations. We're all dealing with insecurities and stress. So that's what we're trying to do in the song is have conversations with each other.
Man, we go over mental health and everything a little
bit. No, for sure.
And that shit. You know what I'm saying? Real life shit. Like, real life grown man shit. Real life human being shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those songs, man.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Troy and Emmett, God damn it. February 9th. I'm so proud of you guys, man. I really am. The fact that you guys have whipped this up in such a short amount of time based off the creative efforts.
We ain't done.
Talk to him.
We ain't done. I'm trying to convince my partner over here to do some, you know what I'm saying, some Def Jam shit. What's it? Rick
and Russell, bro.
Rick and Russell, man.
So that's the next one?
Maybe. I'm trying to convince him to do it.
Rick and Russell, I'm with it.
I like those two names, because I know we've done this like collectively as a group, like S&P, like even with like other people in the room, we've sat and been like, all right, who's another duo that we could use in this process, you know, from Joe and Jerry, and then staying on football, they stuck with Troy and Emmett on this one.
Yeah.
But there's so many like,
hey, think about Rick and Russell, man.
Yeah.
Right? Think about what they created, man. And not from just from the aesthetics, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But like, they really created something amazing.
Special.
Man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. For hip hop.
Yeah.
Period.
100%.
You know, totally agree.
Hip hop wouldn't be what the fuck it is without them too.
Yeah,
so
we might as well just,
so that's some homage too.
We might as well just start getting stuff together, you know, start keeping stuff in mind for potential tracks for that one, man. Because we're gonna be doing collab projects and solo projects, but
yeah,
it's always going to be some Chad Arms and ONE collabs.
I love it.
I'm not dropping another solo. I'm not dropping an album until I get in, until like all of this shit is done. So
fun fact. That's interesting to hear you say that. Not because straight. Especially after earlier, I did mention that I do have. I have new solo stuff from ONE, and I have new solo stuff from Chad Arms.
I'm dropping singles.
Me and Jam Wayne's singles going to be out anytime.
Singles.
What's that, Chaddy?
Me and Jam Wayne got a single that's dropping anytime.
Yeah, going crazy.
Yeah, definitely going crazy. Visual as well coming, so be ready for that.
I said it to say the line. I'm dropping singles to the time I'm dropping albums.
ONE's next single,
I've never dropped an album.
Is it Big, B.I.G.?
Big, B.I.G.
Bro, pause. Y'all are not ready.
That's what it stands for. Bitch, I'm gone. B.I.G., man.
Fire.
That's crazy.
Man, shout out Quentin, man.
When is that? Let's get rollouts on both of these, because the Jam Wayne record for the single, the new single from Chad Arms.
It may be out now. If it's not, it's dropping soon. Right. He's got so much going on right now. We're in the middle of finishing up the promotion and stuff with Troy and Emmett. So if it's out now, go check it out. If it's not, it will be
soon. Shout out Jam Wayne. We're going to get him finished on his couch soon, too.
Yeah, it'll happen soon.
That B.I.G. thing will be out after Troy and Emmett.
Bruh.
Hell yeah.
I got to be honest, man.
Real quick.
No.
Shout out to Twack, man, because we was going over names and shit. And it was Twack idea to abbreviate the B.I.G., man.
Facts. Because what was I calling it? Ride a wave. That's something wave.
Yeah. No, but it definitely. So shout out to bruh, man. But
Valentine's Day? Are we dropping that Valentine's Day?
No,
I don't know.
That's putting a rush.
Yeah. I don't know, because the video and all that right there got to come with that motherfucker. Yeah.
That record's so hard, bro. And not to take anything away from Chad's upcoming single, because I'm a huge fan of Jam Wayne and I love the record. What's the name? Got a Mad. Fire ass record. I'm super stoked about that, especially for the fact that a visual is coming with our guy Jam Wayne. Super stoked. Mm-hmm. But the B.I.G. record from O&E is like. Fucking problem.
It's gonna be a problem, man. Shout out to Quentin Strait, man. Like one of the most talented singers, man, as far as like vocally and
mm-hmm. even, gotta get him over here.
Even the knowledge of it of music, man. Like he's a smart guy, man, and he's talented. So shout out to bro, man.
Fun fact, never met Quentin. I would like to.
You definitely will, man.
What else? We got a few more minutes. Troy and Emmett available February 9th. Y'all tap the fuck in. We're a few days away.
Like I said, a week away. Like I said, man, me and Leroy got some shit, man, that we're working on. And we talking about, we're at a point where we talking singles. You know what I mean?
Let's go, dude.
We ain't trying to wait.
I love it.
We ain't trying to wait on giving motherfuckers music. Like we.
I fucking love it.
No, dude, we ain't got no time to wait.
Yeah, no, what we waiting on?
Yeah, man. And we bobbing, too. We bobbing, too.
You know, as this whole talk has went on for the first 38 minutes of this podcast, it's just the last warning we can give you guys visually for Troy and Emmett dropping February 9th, a week from today. But also, noon today, mm-hmm. we ain't playing.
Yeah.
The second single from Troy and Emmett, Chad Arms, mm-hmm. O&E, featuring our great friend Lil White. Mm-hmm. We ain't playing, produced by Wee Wee. Play that beat, Wee Wee.
Yeah, man.
Monster fucking record, monster visual.
I'm telling you, don't play it if you mad.
Yes.
Don't play it, dude. The first time you listen to it, don't listen to it while you've been drinking.
Facts.
That's the rules.
Dude, Chad, I'm going to go back to the visualizer that drops on the second, like that drops today, and I'm going to put a disclaimer at the beginning.
Hell yeah.
Right? Like something like something you'd see at an R rating or something, you know what I mean? It says like, yeah, we're gonna put that on there. Fun fact. That's inside baseball for you guys, but yeah, y'all see
out,
it today.
Shout out to White, man.
Noon today, White. Bitches. So also current events, where are we at? What we got going? Anything you guys want to cover while we're here? Because this is dropping on February 2nd. That means Troy and Emmett's a week away. It means a new visualizer for We Ain't Playing is dropping today. When we're recording this, we just shot a new visual for the song with Rogue.
Let me just say one thing, man. Please. Fuck Valentine's Day.
Bro, okay? I'm over it, dog.
Fuck Valentine's Day, man. Fuck all that bullshit, man. Fuck
I'm over it.
Flowers. Fuck
all candy, that shit.
Fuck
flowers going to die.
Fuck gifts.
Candy's going to make you fat. And you bitch about getting fat. So they bitch about getting candy.
Yeah, right. Shout out, y'all, go pre-order Troy and Emmett right now. Go pre-order that thing, baby.
Right now.
Or get out.
Go get it, man.
Pre-save. Now.
If you don't have iTunes, that's fine. You can pre-save it on Spotify. Pre-order it on Amazon. You got Tidal.
Yeah, man.
All those, man. Go hit it up. We're going to have physical copies and new merch soon. Stay tuned. Mel's got something in the works.
Yeah. Facts.
With Squints on that. So
facts.
Stay tuned with that. We're bringing back an oldie but a goodie, and we're going to put them with the albums. We won't have physical copies by the album dropping because of the weather that we got hit with. It pushed everything back from a production standpoint.
But it's okay.
But it's fine. The album will be everywhere on streaming platforms February 9th.
Facts.
But the physical copies with some dope merch will be doing pre-orders for soon. So stay tuned with that.
Facts. Man. All facts.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm proud of us too, man. This one coming off the heels of what we was already doing and what Show and Prove is walking off into, man.
Like, off, dude. I can say this because y'all won't. But what's so dope about Joe and Jerry and the success of Joe and Jerry. How many records were on Joe and Jerry?
10.
They probably recorded 16.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of the six that didn't make Joe and Jerry made Troy and Emmett.
So it's not like the guys are like, because this they literally whipped this album up in 2 months. But it's not off the fact like, hurry, 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 we need another one. Mm-hmm. It's just like, goddamn, this shit's so dope, we got to fucking, let's put it out.
Some ain't going to make it.
This you know what I'm saying? But the fact that it wasn't like, hey, we still got those six. You know what I mean? Just it, I'm just throwing that number against the wall, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's important to fucking mention, bro. Like, these are not like just... We added on to the ones that didn't work the first time or the ones that didn't make it the first time. Oh, yeah. The ones that didn't make it the first time didn't make it the second time. Yeah. Like, it's just more collectively working. But at the end of the day, just know that those other 6 to 8 records still are out there.
Oh, man. Right. We keep them in the chamber, man.
They stay everywhere, dude. They're everywhere. Fun fact, I also got a new feature. I got a new listen on Chad Arms' upcoming single today. He literally sent me a new single. This morning
we got a few in the works,
man. And then the big we mentioned this on Deucey McSprucey, the big S&P record, which is one twack. Chad and Leroy.
Yep,
big S&P. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going. I'm assuming that's going to go on the big S&P compilation. If not, it'll probably go on something Twack and Leroy are doing.
Yeah. We won't get to touch that since we took that. We do need to start loading that gun up though. I'm ready to load the gun up for that S&P because we've been so busy the month of January, like rolling out of 2024 and rolling out of 2023 and into 2024. Like we had already. There were things on the calendar that were going to keep us busy at the beginning of the year. Mm. And we're almost finished with January. We promise you guys that compilation is the first of the year. Just know that thing is not, like, not happening. It's just, we just got to readjust and get to it. Because there's so many fucking things happening collectively. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to, like.
Yeah, it's coming.
And then there's outside work, too. That is a whole different discussion. But as far as that's coming real soon. When this drops is on February 2nd. I can't throw a date or anything out there, but just know that's coming locked and loaded very soon.
I believe
Big S&P Volume 1.
Believe that.
Right? Ain't that what we call that?
Yeah, Big S&P Volume 1.
And we got dates coming, you know what I mean? So and
like shows?
Yeah, we got dates coming. Too. Working on those, so you know,
they're locked in. We're just ironing out the details.
We're just trying to get clearance to announce. I know I'm getting clearance to announce one of them, but it's later. But we're working on some stuff, man. Y'all just stay tuned, man.
A lot of shit, TV man.
Interviews. We're working on a bunch of them,
man.
We got so many of them fixing to drop this year. But
big facts,
yeah.
Big pods, big collabs, big projects. Big interviews from Chad Arms TV. Big podcasts. Big announcements coming. You know, there's some changes that are going to be happening in the next little while. That's going to change a lot of shit, but
big S&P, man.
Big S&P. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, man. And I think the progression that we've been able to build over the past 2.5-3 years collectively, bro, is just I'm so excited to be a part of this and continue to be a part of this and us continue to just thrive. You know what I'm saying?
Believe that, man.
But with Troy and Emmett finally on the radar, I'm proud of you guys, man. I'm excited for the world to hear it. I'm excited for what comes after that. With you know, these guys mentioned as the Rick and Russell, that's crazy.
Right, well, still shooting for that's what I'm shooting for.
That's crazy.
I'm with it, bro. We can do that.
I didn't want to double back to it, but I just think it's crazy. No,
that's what you want
to
do, bro? We can do that.
Yeah, man. I think Rick and Russell will be hard.
That's hard, bro. Yeah. Oh, dude, I already started to have a shot real quick, guys. While we're on camera, shot Joshua Small. That's our in-house tattoo artist, and he has got my fucking sleeves looking nice, bro. I haven't worn short sleeves because it's been so cold outside.
But shout sleeves.
Yeah, shout sleeves because it's cold.
Yeah, man. We all little sleep.
No, we don't need them in here, though. South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Man.
Keeping us warm and cozy.
For sure.
Shout Troy and Emmett. You've been warned multiple times, but noon today, Ween playing, Chad Arms, O&E,
yeah,
Lil White, the new single off Troy and Emmett. We're 1 week away. Dropping today at noon on Chad Arms TV.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Other than that, the sky is blue, water is wet, and I'm hungry.
Hell yeah, hey, dude.
Me too, man. Let's get the hell on about
it. Yeah, y'all know what it is, man. Down there in the inn, it's Troy. His name's Chad Arms.
Hell yeah.
Next to him, this is Emmett. His name is O&E.
Peaching on your mama titties.
Facts. And me, myself, I'm Jimmy Johnson.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm just fucking with you, man. Y'all know what it is. It's IGotSomeShitToSay.com, ChadArmsTV.com. Chaddy, get us the fuck out of here. Let's roll.
Bow.
Bitch, we got views.